Your business, my voice. SteveWebVoiceovers.com.
Hi, it's good to have you back here at the LifeSpring Family Bible. This is episode number 245. I'm Steve Webb, your host, and today we'll be reading Psalms chapters 133 through 139. Let's begin. Psalms 133, the Song of Ascents by David. Look how good and how pleasant it is when brothers live together. It is like fine oil poured on the beard which flows down the beard, Aaron's beard, and then flows down his garments. It is like the dew of Hermon which flows down upon the hills of Zion. Indeed, that is where the Lord has decreed a blessing will be available, eternal life. Psalms chapter 134, a Song of Ascents. Attention, praise the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, who serve in the Lord's temple during the night. Lift your hands toward the sanctuary and praise the Lord. May the Lord, the Creator of heaven and earth, bless you from Zion. Psalms chapter 135. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Offer praise, you servants of the Lord, who serve in the Lord's temple, in the courts of the temple of our God. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praises to his name, for it is pleasant. Indeed, the Lord has chosen Jacob for himself, Israel to be his special possession. Yes, I know the Lord is great, and our Lord is superior to all gods. He does whatever he pleases in heaven and on earth, in the seas and all the ocean depths. He causes the clouds to arise from the end of the earth, makes lightning bolts accompany the rain, and brings the wind out of his storehouses. He struck down the firstborn of Egypt, including both men and animals. He performed awesome deeds and acts of judgment in your midst, O Egypt, against Pharaoh and all his servants. He defeated many nations and killed mighty kings, Sihon, king of the Amorites, and Og, king of Bashan, and all the kingdoms of Canaan. He gave their land as an inheritance to Israel, his people. O Lord, your name endures. Your reputation, O Lord, lasts. For the Lord vindicates his people and has compassion on his servants. The nation's idols are made of silver and gold. They are man-made. They have mouths but cannot speak, eyes but cannot see, and ears but cannot hear. Indeed, they cannot breathe. Those who make them will end up like them, as will everyone who trusts in them. O family of Israel, praise the Lord. O family of Aaron, praise the Lord. O family of Levi, praise the Lord. You loyal followers of the Lord, praise the Lord. The Lord deserves praise in Zion, he who dwells in Jerusalem, praise the Lord. Psalms chapter 136. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his loyal love endures. Give thanks to the Lord of gods, for his loyal love endures. Give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his loyal love endures. To the one who performs magnificent, amazing deeds all by himself, for his loyal love endures. To the one who used wisdom to make the heavens, for his loyal love endures. To the one who spread out the earth over the water, for his loyal love endures. To the one who made the great heights, for his loyal love endures. The sun to rule by day, for his loyal love endures. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his loyal love endures. To the one who struck down the firstborn of Egypt, for his loyal love endures. And led Israel out from their midst, for his loyal love endures. With a strong hand and an outstretched arm, for his loyal love endures. To the one who divided the Red Sea in two, for his loyal love endures. And led Israel through its midst, for his loyal love endures. And tossed Pharaoh and his army into the Red Sea, for his loyal love endures. To the one who led his people through the wilderness, for his loyal love endures. To the one who struck down great kings, for his loyal love endures. And killed powerful kings, for his loyal love endures. Sihon, king of the Amorites, for his loyal love endures. Og, king of Bashan, for his loyal love endures, and gave their land as an inheritance, for his loyal love endures. As an inheritance to Israel, his servant, for his loyal love endures, and to the one who remembered us when we were down, for his loyal love endures, and snatched us away from our enemies, for his loyal love endures. To the one who gives food to all living things, for his loyal love endures, give thanks to the God of heaven, for his loyal love endures. Psalms chapter 137. By the rivers of Babylon we will sit down and weep when we remember Zion. On the poplars in their midst we hang our harps, for there our captors ask us to compose songs. Those who mock us demand that we be happy, saying, "Sing for us a song about Zion." How can we sing a song to the Lord in a foreign land? If I forget you, O Jerusalem, may my right hand be crippled. May my tongue stick to the roof of my mouth if I do not remember you and do not give Jerusalem priority over whatever gives me the most joy. Remember, O Lord, what the Edomites did on the day Jerusalem fell. They said, tear it down, right to its very foundation. O daughter Babylon, soon to be devastated, how blessed will be the one who grabs your babies and smashes them on a rock. Psalms 138. I will give you thanks with all my heart. Before the heavenly assembly, I will sing praises to you. I will bow down toward your holy temple and give thanks to your name because of your loyal love and faithfulness, for you have exalted your promise above the entire sky. When I cried out for help, you answered me. You made me bold and energized me. Let all the kings of the earth give thanks to you, O Lord, when they hear the words you speak. Let them sing about the Lord's deeds, for the Lord's splendor is magnificent. Though the Lord is exalted, he takes note of the lowly and recognizes the proud from far away. Even when I must walk in the midst of danger, you revive me. You oppose my angry enemies, and your right hand delivers me. The Lord avenges me. O Lord, your loyal love endures. Do not abandon those whom you have made. Psalms chapter 139, for the music director, a psalm of David. O Lord, you examine me and know. You know when I sit down and when I get up. Even from far away, you understand my motives. You carefully observe me when I travel or when I lie down to rest. You are aware of everything I do. Certainly my tongue does not frame a word without you, O Lord, being thoroughly aware of it. You squeeze me in from behind and in front. You place your hand on me. Your knowledge is beyond my comprehension. It is so far beyond me, I am unable to fathom it. Where can I go to escape your spirit? Where can I flee to escape your presence? If I were to ascend to heaven, you would be there. If I were to sprawl out in Sheol, there you would be. If I were to fly away on the wings of the dawn and settle down on the other side of the sea, even there your hand would guide me. Your right hand would grab hold of me. If I were to say, certainly the darkness will cover me and the light will turn to night all around me, even the darkness is not too dark for you to see and the night is as bright as day. Darkness and light are the same to you. Certainly you made my mind and heart. You wove me together in my mother's womb. I will give you thanks because your deeds are awesome and amazing. You knew me thoroughly. My bones were not hidden from you when I was made in secret and sewed together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw me when I was inside the womb. All the days ordained for me were recorded in your scroll before one of them came into existence. How difficult it is for me to fathom your thoughts about me, O God. How vast is their sum total? If I tried to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. Even if I finished counting them, I would still have to contend with you. If only you would kill the wicked, O God. Get away from me, you violent men. They rebel against you and act deceitfully. Your enemies lie. O Lord, do I not hate those who hate you and despise those who oppose you? I absolutely hate them. They have become my enemies. Examine me and probe my thoughts. Test me and know my concerns. See if there is any idolatrous tendency in me and lead me in the reliable ancient path. One of the things I notice as we're going through these psalms is that the psalmists remind themselves and their readers about the marvelous acts and miracles that God has performed on behalf of Israel. Isn't it good to be reminded of God's faithfulness and His miracles, especially in times of trouble? I know it's a blessing for me. Well, thank you for being with me today. We have only a few chapters left in the book of Psalms. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. My name is Steve Webb.
Like what you hear? I'd be happy to create audio for you. Commercials, narrations, demos. SteveWebVoiceovers.com